This is In the Know for Monday, May 21, the 141st day of 2018. There are 224 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know at K105. 103.9 The Moose, live online at K105.com. Via the Apple and Android smartphone app and hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, well, we'll preview Election Day. That's tomorrow. Look back on a busy weekend. Wedded bliss already for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Tell you about that. Also, tomorrow, Election Day, and we'll have our final candidate interview today. You'll have Grayson County Clerk candidate Jamie Lehman Bratcher, who will be in studio to ask some questions about ahead of the vote tomorrow. The weekend box office and your chance to win tickets to see Willie Nelson and Alison Krauss. That and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beach. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Take a shower, not a bath.
I do.
You want to know why?
Yeah.
The odds that you will drown in a bathtub are 1 in 11,469. The odds of drowning in a shower, nearly zero.
Yeah.
Right? Hard to drown in a shower.
I like showers better.
It's just one of those things. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great Mitty Burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas.
Hey.
It's Monday. How's Misty?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Are you pulling double duty? I heard you on Shop Local Litchfield this morning.
Did you?
You relaunched it.
I did relaunch it.
Did you crash it? Did you run it into the ground?
It got really close, and then I pulled it back out.
Or did you take flight and get into at least outer Earth orbit?
You know, it's one of those planes that you see kind of just doing circles in the air.
Yeah. I thought it sounded kind of like a crop duster.
Yeah.
Actually, I couldn't help but notice, though, that you took the liberty of getting a Keith Urban song slipped in there on Chop Local Litchfield
today. Urban.
Yeah. When I heard it, I thought, well, of course she would play Keith Urban.
There's two things that make a day complete. Keith Urban and Bruno Mars.
Oh.
And if you've not had those two things in your day, don't let your day end.
too much rain in your day if you didn't have those two things. So big royal wedding over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So how much royal wedding did you consume?
I just consumed the photography after it was all over.
All right.
Yep.
Honey, how much royal wedding did you consume?
When I was walking to the fridge.
Walking to the fridge and it happened to be on.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't watch live, but I was up early on Saturday morning. Not to watch that, but I just happened to be up at 6:30 and I had set the DVR. So I said, okay, mm-hmm. Let's watch it. And I did. I fast forwarded through quite a bit of it. But I'll tell you, I was impressed. I got more wrapped up in it, I guess, than I expected to when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
They did a good job with the intrigue. What will this be like? What will that be like? And how about the bishop? Have you heard the sermon? You, of all people, have not heard the sermon?
I have not, and I want to, but I was so busy writing commercials last night, I did not. I didn't have TV connection all weekend. Hmm. I was stuck with Netflix because the internet connection went wonky on our whatever little satellite box.
Okay.
So that was supposed to be fixed Thursday, but my husband figured it out late last night. So I didn't get to consume any television over the weekend outside of Netflix, which is why I'm really behind on these things.
It was so, but you've got to go look.
I know.
I had
people immediately reach out to
Curry.
Me and say, Misty, what do you think about Bishop Curry? And I'm like, who's Bishop Curry?
So you've got the Bishop Curry, who's head of the Episcopalian Church, mm-hmm. here in the United States, and then the Archbishop of Canterbury. And those two are leading the ceremony between a Brit and an American. Well, you can tell that the halls of St. George's Chapel hadn't been quite rocked like they had been rocked. And it wasn't. He was very emphatic. He mm-hmm. was enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. He was dynamic in his speaking. But it was fun to see the reaction of all these stiff upper lip Brits thinking, oh, he's getting on it. You know, Prince William wants to laugh because it's not at what he's saying, but he understands This doesn't happen around here.
Because he brought some enthusiasm with him.
That's exactly right. And so the Queen, of course, who is the head of the Church of England.
Right.
So she's higher than the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Yes.
Is sitting over there. I'm curious to know what she thinks about the whole thing.
Oh, and I just got to know, did he say he helped Gilligan get off the island?
Nearly. It was all about love.
Oh, okay.
And then he went in, and out, for those of you that have seen it, when he goes into the section about fire,
mm-hmm.
he went about 30 seconds too long on the fire.
Okay.
If he had cut 30 seconds out and then tagged on his point about the fire and then segued back, he would have nailed it. But he got lost in himself
mm-hmm.
about the fire. When you go back and watch it, you'll see it. But I thought it was a very good point.
Okay.
And it was a non-traditional royal wedding. It had a lot of the tradition, but then there was a lot of new way of doing things.
Ooh.
They've not had, you know, they're not singing This Little Light of Mine when they go out the door. And non-traditional Stand By Me,
mm-hmm.
the cellist. Oh, my gosh. The cellist was awesome.
Just, oh, no, I should have watched it.
There are places where it's available. So,
sure.
So,
maybe I'll catch it next week. This week's a little full.
Maybe Wednesday evening.
My lunch tray's late. Spilling over.
It is indeed. Anyway, it was great. It was great to see some of the tributes to Princess Diana. So, have you heard about the bouquet?
No.
Have you heard about Mm-mm. the bouquet? So, Meghan's bouquet, Harry picked from the Kensington Private Gardens the day before, and they were full of forget-me-nots, which was Princess Diana's favorite flower.
Oh, that makes me cry.
Right?
Me too. Wowza.
The day was full of those things.
Oh, yeah.
Love her those mother, things. I felt so bad. Her mother seemed so isolated.
I thought so in
she
the
was so
I
proud.
Uh-huh.
She was elated for her,
mm-hmm.
but I felt really bad that there was one person there representing the bride's family.
Yeah.
Now, she had her Hollywood family there, but I mean, it just... You had Queen and Prince Philip over here,
mm-hmm.
and Charles and Camilla over here, and then you had just Darina Raglan, who's... I thought it was great. It was...
awesome.
It was good. But you got to see... You do have to see the sermon.
I'm still a little... I'm a little underwhelmed by the dress, though. And the whole... Like, I guess I expected for $500,000 to see something that glittered with nothing but diamonds and sewn together with unicorn tail silk, but it seemed a little...
I think that's the point. It was understated and classic.
I think that's
sure.
her thing.
To say that we're more like common people than we are to be like Princess Diana
pretty,
in that big...
I think I had just... Once they released the price tag, I expected it to be a mile long in the train with, you know, fairies carrying the train, flying around.
So it's not sufficient that the train was 17 feet. It needs to be 18.
I mean, like a mile. It was $500,000.
$464,000 to be
me.
is what I heard. Get to some of the news headlines from this morning. Saturday night about 10:15, the Litchfield Police Department, Sheriff's Office, and EMS responded to Sunbeam Road to a report that was phoned in as a mother running over her son. So if you're a dispatcher, you're an EMS person, you're a police officer, if you hear that report and that mm-hmm. report alone, I have a feeling you react differently than to other possible calls.
Yeah, because you're picturing a 3 or 5 year old that's been run over.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. But en route, an LPD officer was traveling on Hendricks mm-hmm. and failed to make the right turn onto Sunbeam Road, left the roadway and struck a utility pole in his cruiser. He was uninjured. But instead of finding a child run over by a car, they found an inebriated man who had run in front of his mother as she pulled into a driveway. The arrest report says that the arresting officer says, or the attesting officer says, it was determined that 25-year-old Thomas Paul was staying at a residence next door to this location and was reportedly being beat up there often. His mother came to the residence to check on him, and after doing so, went to the residence next door, checked on him, and then she went to leave. He jumped in front, 0.283 BAL.
This is why I always say don't drink and walk.
And officials determined he presented a danger to himself and others. He was arrested upon giving medical clearance. Twin Lakes Regional transported to Hotel 36.
That is a lethal dose of alcohol.
0.283.
Mm.
That is high. Friday afternoon, Grayson County Superintendent Doug Robinson
sent additional information and detailed response regarding the last couple of weeks' situations involving teachers and Grayson County schools. The full statement is at K105.com. Talks about as being as a parent, how he views it, being a former teacher, how he views it, and then vowing to do better and rebuild trust. But one of the things that stood out, now I asked you last week, were the statements that you had heard so far, were they enough? Were you looking for more? We were still trying to figure out if it was had been enough at that point. But one of the things that he says, that they would continue encouraging See Something, Say Something, and they will also be building a tip line beginning for next year that will be used for myriad of uses, whether they will be for instances like we've had, whether they're for bullying, mental health issues, other things, and you can remain anonymous and do those things to try and bring out inappropriate behavior, mental health issues, suicide crisis lines. So that will be one thing that will be established for the 18-19 school year. And then they will also be looking, they'll be investigating a number of additional resources and programs for students, the families, and the staff. The school year cannot come to an end soon enough.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
The dust needs to settle a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
There's another headline related to Grayson County High School this morning, and I came out over the weekend, and I can't decide entirely if the timing was great or if the timing was poor.
Mm-hmm.
Because it says the Grayson County High School has been named one of the U.S. News and World Report's best high schools, the Bronze Award, for the fourth year in a row. Fewer than 30% of schools nationwide earn the best badge each year, which is widely recognized as a symbol of excellence in education. They rank the rankings evaluate public high schools nationwide to identify those that best serve all of their students. Students from nationally recognized schools graduate at rates 12% percentage points higher on average than students at other schools throughout the country. So that is good news. It is good to hear good news.
Right.
The timing of it seems a little ironic and a little auspicious in the sense that you will find people who are looking to continue to club
right.
the system over the head, who will use this and they'll be snarky about it to say, ha, 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 ha.
Right.
But anything positive, I suppose, is a step in the good direction. If that could have been 3 days later that that was announced,
mm-hmm.
4 days later that that was announced, might have been less snark.
Right.
If you understand what I'm trying to say. The gentleman, I shouldn't call him a gentleman, the man who posted photos of himself holding a gun behind a state police cruiser as he drove by the Laurel County Courthouse has been arrested. 28-year-old Kyle Childress of Barberville, after a 2-week investigation, was arrested by police. He had published the photos, which appeared to threaten violence toward police, on a fake Facebook account. He was arrested at 4:30 Friday afternoon, lodged in the Laurel County Detention Center, where he was charged with second-degree disorderly conduct. Told you last week, I wasn't sure whether that was a crime.
Right.
You know, because again,
they were. I thought they'll find a way to charge him with something. My money was on threatening a police officer, like terroristic threatening. But I guess since there were no words on the photos or no audio,
that's one of those gray areas.
Yeah.
That's one of the things about our Constitution, that when we need the help of the Constitution, mm-hmm. it's nice. But when we don't like behavior like that, we say, oh, our Constitution shouldn't protect that type of thing. But it does. 30% of more than 3.3 million Kentuckians registered to vote in the midterm primary election will vote for candidates in the U.S. House and the legislature tomorrow. That's according to a story from Kentucky Today and Allison Lundergan Grimes. I think 30% may be near, but it won't be much above 30%, I don't believe. As we're headed into Memorial Day weekend, this coming weekend, a memorial is being planned for state police fallen officers this evening. They will be gathering to remember their fellow troopers and officers who have died in the line of duty. Ceremony is planned for 5 p.m. Central today at the State Police Training Academy in Frankfort. The memorial service is open to the public. I suppose you didn't get to see any of the Preakness Stakes.
I did not. I just followed up with Facebook post. But I'm excited.
Justify got tested.
Right.
Had the race been a quarter of a mile longer, we probably would not be talking about Justify being the winner of the Preakness. But Good Magic, it almost turned into a match race between Good Magic and Justify. And then, who was it? Was it Bizarro? I just like that name so much. It was one of the horses that were there that took a really good shot that came on late that almost spoiled the whole thing. So now, a mile and a half, the longest of the three races, 3 weeks from Saturday. And it'll be, at this point, we don't know if Justify can win on a dry track. It was muddy on Saturday. It was muddy on Derby Day.
Apparently, we want a muddy track.
Maybe.
Seems to work so far for him.
We're familiar with the new car smell. Yes?
Yes.
We like the new car smell. Are there any other new smells that we like? Like things that you, products that you buy, as, oh, that smells like?
Not products. New babies. They smell good.
Babies, fresh babies smell. Are a good smell.
Is that baby magic?
It probably
is. Is it the baby magic that smells?
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, there's something about fresh baby skin that absorbs it better than...
Well, and new puppies. They have that, like, that bologna breath.
Oh.
Bologna breath. I mean, I like bologna, okay. But I don't know if I like puppy breath or whatever, but that's okay.
Wasn't expecting that one.
Here's one for you. Hasbro has officially trademarked the Play-Doh smell.
No, that makes me sick.
You don't really? Like Play-Doh at all?
Oh, I don't know. There's something. I like Play-Doh, but I can't smell it. It makes me sick.
There's something nostalgic, it seems to me, about Play-Doh. The smell, when you open it, it reminds me of being a kid. So, therefore, I kind of like the smell.
Elmer's Glue and Crayons, too. But I mean, I like the smell.
That's true. We got to get to a break. Tomorrow is Election Day. Jamie Lehman Bratcher is a candidate for county clerk, and we'll have a conversation with her coming up here on In the Know.
Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand.
In the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. Graduation season is here. Also, Memorial Day, of course, coming up this weekend. If you need fresh cut floral for any of your Memorial Day needs, need to get those orders in as early as possible. But if you're graduate shopping, don't forget Tervis Tumblers, Vera Bradley, Simply Southern. And if you're shopping for a young man, they do have case knives that can be personalized as well. So check on that at Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. Tomorrow, Election Day arrives, the May 2018 primary, and lots of Grayson County voters will be out and about on Election Day as the 22 precincts will be open tomorrow. And county clerk candidate in the Republican primary is Jamie Lehman Bratcher. Welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your fatigue level?
Well,
are you tired yet?
If I sit still, I get tired.
Okay.
If I keep moving, I want to keep moving. Does that make sense?
It does. I've heard the adage that it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Does that apply to running for political office?
Yeah, it's a sprint and a marathon all in one, I think.
A lot of candidates declared back in November during that time, and then you had the filing deadline that came in January. But what have you learned in this process? What's been a surprise that you didn't realize before you decided? What's something you thought you knew but turns out you didn't know?
I honestly can't think of anything right now, Mark, because you have to understand how involved I've been in the political process my entire life. Plus, you know, with my dad, in his political career.
Right.
And then, too, I've been involved in politics locally and endorsed and helped many candidates. So I'm kind of new a little bit about it. I think, you know, I don't know. I don't know that there's anything that's really surprised me yet.
You mentioned your mom and dad. You mentioned your dad specifically, but I'll ask also about your mom. Who in the layman camp is the most excited for tomorrow? Is your mother, she got it all figured out and ready to go, or how's that going to work?
My dad is a nervous wreck. You know, I'll get emotional talking about it, so I can't. My mom's probably excited and diligent and just very focused on her advice at this point. As far as excitement, My two brothers. Oh, my goodness. They were here this weekend, and we had a camp of people. We had like six or seven teams that went out campaigning for me Saturday. And my brother, Marty and Ron, were so excited to go out and campaign for me, and it really meant a lot.
I saw a sibling photo of the four of you, and I saw your sister Jennifer was your chaperone, or she was your chauffeur.
That's been the thing, is driving Miss Daisy this campaign season, because it's definitely helpful if you do have a driver on some of those roads so that you're not trying to look at a list and find the address.
Right.
It's safer.
Well, I mean, we've checked sort of all the boxes on your siblings and your parents, but clearly you've been involved in politics on a local level pretty much since the day you were born, which I would assume prepares you for the stage and for the political landscape. After graduating from Grayson County High School, from an educational standpoint, what were your pathways from there? What did you go out and do?
Well, I went to Western and got a bachelor's degree in computer information systems. And then I went to work for Kentucky Farm Bureau. And while there, I worked full-time and earned my master's in business administration from Bellarmine University. So, pretty excited about everything I learned in college. It's prepared me for that, along with all of my business experience and work experience, has prepared me for this job, in my opinion.
Let me ask you a little bit about Lee. I have observed over the years in working with some candidates that one of the hardest jobs is being the spouse of a candidate. How's Lee doing?
Oh, you're going to get me emotional again. He's amazing. You know, I'm very, very fortunate. He takes care of the household while I'm gone.
Very good. I know it will be a big day of culmination tomorrow, no matter how it turns out for you. What is it about the clerk's office? You clearly have been involved. You've been able to see the horizon politically. What is it specifically about the county clerk's office that you feel like matches up best with your skill set?
Well, I think, for one, I do have a passion for politics. And one of the biggest responsibilities at the clerk's office is the election process, managing the elections. And I feel like, you know, this isn't a new office. This office has been around for a long time. But in my time in campaigning, it's amazing to me the pieces of information that I know about because of my involvement in politics. But the general public does not understand or know how different processes work, important dates. And I feel like I can make a difference up there and inform the public about the important dates, the processes, the procedures, and maybe do a grassroots effort to get our voter registration up, our voter turnout. You know, we have a national problem with that, with voter turnout. That's not going to be fixed at the national level. It needs to be a grassroots project. We as county clerks can be the voice of registering to vote, turning out to the polls, and making sure everybody knows. You know, I talked to somebody the other day. They're like, when is the election? I'm like, oh, no, it's, you don't know. You know, so as the county clerk, I want to come on in the know. I want to come on Shop Local. I want to put some things in the newspaper. We need a social media page. You know, it reaches a lot of people. There's a lot of information, important information, not just about the election, that we need to get out there and inform our public about, that is related to this office.
Does that drive sort of, when you were here last, I told you I was going to ask you about untapped potential, because that's a phrase that I hear you say. Those things that people don't know about, are those the things that you, is that the untapped potential? And what are those? Are there big theme ideas that you think we don't know about that we need to know about? And what are they?
Well, I mean, like I said, as far as what you need to know about, yes. I mean, it's the election process. Like I said, it's the biggest piece. It's the biggest responsibility that office has, because, you know, you've got two elections every year, except one year every 4 years. So, yeah, we need to educate people about the election process. We need to educate them about just other information. You know, I keep talking about the website. Put information on there about frequently asked questions to do with licensing your boat, your marriage license. I'm trying to think what else.
As the keeper of county records, what level is digitized and what level should be digitized?
Okay, so right now you have your land records online.
Okay.
You have to pay a subscription, which is totally normal for most county clerk's offices, to see deeds and everything. I want more online, though. I want to work with the rest of county government on the transparency initiative. I've talked about that from day one. I want us to get our county government budgets online. I want us to get the also, you know, the county clerk is the one that takes the minutes at the fiscal court meetings.
Right.
So, and there's an agenda that's published ahead of time. Let's put that online, you know, fiscal court agendas, fiscal court minutes. You know, as the county clerk, I don't, you know, I can set that initiative. I would have to work with our current judge to figure out who actually would publish that. You know, I think the current judge right now really does want a county government webpage. And so, the goal would be to link them all. But transparency, yes, is very important. People want to know where their money's going. We can put things on there about our county contracts, what county contracts are currently we're using, or what's being bid on in the next, 30 to 60 days. So I just want more information to reach the people. And I want it to be right there on that page. You know, there's a lot of information at the Secretary of State's website, and that's okay. I want you to know clearly when you click something, okay, if you want to know more about something, it may take you to that website, but I want it to be the website to be user-friendly so that it's very easy. It's not that they have to click county or the Secretary of State and then go find everything. I want them to say, this is what I want, and it take me over here, maybe. Does that make sense?
It does. For someone like me who is a once a year, twice a year, three times a year visitor to that office for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So you've kind of addressed it from my standpoint. Mm-hmm. But I understand there are a lot of frequent flyers in that office.
Right.
Depending upon the business that you're in, mm-hmm. you could be a heavy user of that office.
Well,
what would you say to them to kind of woo them or court their vote?
Well, I'm going to, I've said from the get-go, too, I'm an outsider coming in. I think that's very valuable. I think sometimes when you've been in the office for so long, you only know what you've been doing for 20, you know how to do it the way we've always done it. When you have an outsider come in, they look at new ideas of how to be more efficient, how to better serve. I've said that all along. I want to, add more services to the office. One of the biggest users is your car dealers or anybody trading a vehicle or a boat. So for sure, we're going to add Saturday hours I didn't realize, I thought of it more as the car dealers, but as I campaigned on the lake, I realized that those lake folks really want to be able to trade their boats on the weekends too. Mm-hmm. So, I will be working with the staff there. We're going to try to, increase our customer service. I'm not saying it's bad customer service, but as I've also said from the beginning, it doesn't matter how good you are, you can always get better. So we're going to always be looking for ways to improve, to add more services, to be more efficient. And,
there are those people out there who will look at that office.
Uh-huh.
And they'll say, no one has been able to crack it from the outside for generations. You go back and it's always someone from within the office.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to those, what I will call extremely conservative voters? That's a very conservative mentality, in my opinion. Well, that's the way that it's always been, and that's the way that we do it. How would you try and convince someone otherwise of that?
It's tricky.
Yeah.
I would just say that trust in me and my abilities, because I definitely have a vision to move us forward. I think it takes someone with strong leadership skills to get in there and do what I'm talking about. I have proven leadership skills. I have what it takes to do that. I'm not afraid. You know, the people there that are working in the office have knowledge, and I have no intentions of just getting rid of all them. That knowledge is going to stay there. We just need leadership and vision to move us forward. I want to do more. I just think it's going to take an outsider to take us to the next level of service. Because quite honestly, when I left in 2000 to go to Louisville and I came back, I haven't seen much change since before I left and now. And there are things we can do better. So, I think it's going to take an outsider to make those changes. Otherwise, I think everything's just going to maintain and go status quo.
You've knocked on a lot of doors. You've spoken at a lot of events. You've been able to one-on-one with constituents
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you're hearing from them that you feel are important to note? Or what misconceptions are there about the office? Or what myths are there that are out there that you'd like to clarify? This is an opportunity for you to set any record straight that you need to set straight. or kind of convey what you're hearing from the people that you're visiting with. Anything come to mind?
Well, the people that I visit with, I mean, of course, on the campaign trail, people will tell you what you want to hear, too. So, but one thing I do hear is people are ready for change. They're ready for improvement. And so that's probably the biggest thing I hear out on the campaign trail is, yeah, we need fresh ideas in there. We need to move forward, and they understand and appreciate what I'm trying to do. And that's my motivation for running. I see opportunity for improvement. I've said that all along. I see that there's more that we can do in our community. I want to be the voice for our elections, and like I said, that grassroots campaign. And so I want us to do more there. I really do.
I will presume you've not seen every voter.
No,
it'd be hard to
no
do.
No way.
So
the weather hasn't cooperated with us too much for that
either.
Kind of
a long winter. For those that you have seen, those that you haven't seen, kind of take 30 seconds and give them a last-minute appeal. The floor is yours.
Well, the biggest thing is I have a passion for our community. I have proven that ever since I moved back 6 years ago. I have done a lot in every facet to do what I can to make things better in Grayson County. And I will take that same passion and my commitment to making things better and implement and execute all the things I'm talking about up in the clerk's office. You will continue to just see good things come from the work that I'm doing. I mean, I've done things in this community, and you're going to see that up there for us to do more.
Tomorrow's the big day.
It is the big day.
Polls open at 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Close at 6 p.m.
Yes.
Vote early, vote often.
That's what I always say. I always say that. I like that.
Now, if you get your way, you'll be the person controlling to make sure that people don't vote often.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
so
yes.
Your perspective may be different in the coming time. Good luck tomorrow. Best of luck to all the candidates tomorrow. Big day for Election Day. That's Jamie Lehman Bratcher, Republican candidate for Grayson County Clerk. We got to get to a break. Your chance to win coming up here on In the Know. Did you know the very first microwave ovens sold to commercial kitchens and restaurants weighed over 700 pounds and cost $5,000.
Wow. That's about right.
Been a while since then, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, our microwaves are very small and succinct.
700 pounds.
700 pounds, $5,000.
Where do you put that bad boy?
Yeah. In a commercial kitchen, I suppose.
Good grief.
Yeah. I wonder if those were any better at defrosting.
Oh, right. That is the worst.
It's nearly impossible
to use
the defrost function.
You cannot do it.
Without cooking the outside of it.
Right?
It's difficult.
Yeah, it's a joke. That's like setting the clock. When I have to set the clock on the microwave, my microwave is still an hour off because I can't find the clock setting. And I know it's on there.
All right, here's today's water cooler question. After the dust settles on Election Day tomorrow, Wednesday evening, Willie Nelson and all of his family members, going back seven generations, will be in Louisville.
Like Noah.
It's seven generations back and three generations forward, so 10 whole Willie Nelson generations.
His whole tribe.
Along with Allison Krauss, will be performing at the Yum Center on Wednesday evening. We have two tickets for you if you can solve today's water cooler question by calling 270-259-6000. 270-259-6000. 15 out of 100 women say they get jealous about this. 15 out of 100 women say they get jealous about this. 270-259-6000. 270-259-6000. Now, it's a very kind of a finite number. 15 out of 100.
Yeah.
So it's something that...
It's not obvious.
That's right.
Can't be a man.
Exactly. It can't be the ones that you would think of. 15 out of 100 women say they get jealous about this. Call 270-259-6000. Mm-hmm. Weekend box office. Deadpool 2 dethrones Infinity War with a $125 million opening. Deadpool 2 was at 1, Avengers Infinity War was at 2, Book Club at 3, Life of the Party at 4, Breaking In at 5. I Feel Pretty did break the top 10 with only $1.2 million. Gotta hand it to SNL. Season finale with Tina Fey, very good.
Ah, I didn't watch it. Couldn't.
They started it off. Well, the cold open was a recreation of the closing scene of The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
It was Trump meeting in the diner. Don't Stop Believing was playing on the jukebox there at the table side.
Okay.
And they did that whole thing, and it was good. It was very good. But in her monologue, the first person she went to and cut to, she says, I've been on the show. I'm going to ask questions. They say, I can do that. So they cut to the audience, and there sits Seinfeld.
Okay.
And so he has a question. Question. Do you think there are too many celebrity cameo appearances on Saturday Night Live and that they're upstaging some of the existing cast members? And she says, well, yeah, I do kind of think maybe that that's the way that it is. Okay, next question. So she cuts to Beck Bennett,
mm-hmm.
who says, okay, my question is, she says, no, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the gentleman behind you. And he says, oh, okay. And it's Benedict Cumberbatch. All right, so another celebrity cameo. They go to De Niro. They go to Chris Rock. They go to, it was right. Fred Armisen, Tracy Morgan. It was all done very well.
The country singer, Tracy Morgan.
The Tracy Morgan country singer. That's exactly right. 15 out of 100 women say they get jealous about this. Shirley, what's your guess?
The checkout ladies at the grocery store.
The checkout lady. Jealous of the checkout ladies at the grocery store. That is not what we're looking for. Let's go to Carla.
Checking you out, Shirley.
Yep.
What's your guess, Carla?
Another woman's weight loss.
Another woman's weight loss is correct.
Okay.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, you see it and you go, oh, yeah. That heifer. Yeah. Oh, I mean, well, that used to be heifer. Hold on, Carla. Oracle's going to get your information. Have fun at Willie Nelson.
But I thought 15% would be low. Surprised.
Me too.
I'm thinking 98% of us want to be that skinny girl over there.
Yeah. Maybe. I suppose that's a possibility. Also, I got to tell you, another tip of the cap from Saturday. Oh, Donald Glover was also in the... So Donald Glover shows up and he says, yeah, I got a question. I was here a couple of weeks ago and left my hat. He said, I think I left it in the host dressing room. She says, okay, I'll get it for you. He said, by the way, I have a system in place that will tell me if someone wore it or not.
Uh-oh.
So that was pretty clever. But here's the biggest feat that Saturday Night Live had. Kenan Thompson did the sermon during Weekend Update.
Okay.
So they had from Saturday morning for him to get ready and do the sermon on Weekend Update. But more importantly, they recreated the reception at Frogmore Place, and all the cast members were wearing costumes that looked exactly like the costumes or like the attire that the wedding guests were wearing. So they had at most 15, 16 hours to pull that off. They nailed the queen, who her chartreuse outfit had to be hard to find. They had Harry's military uniform. They worked really hard this weekend, so it was good to see them get it closed out. So there you go. There's your SNL Weekend Update. And I didn't watch any of the Billboard Music Awards last night. They were kind of like, meh, no fun. We got to get to a break. We'll come back and finish it up for the morning here on In the Know.
Do you want your children to become responsible adults? Then here's an important first step, and it might surprise you. Teach them to parent themselves. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. As you know, a newborn baby isn't capable of managing life. Infants cannot dress, feed, or change themselves. Parents handle those responsibilities for the first few years. But as your kids get older, they should be taught how to take care of themselves. Your goal is to set your child on the path toward adulthood by learning how to set appropriate boundaries and manage their own life. When children aren't taught to take responsibility for themselves, they often wind up like John. Even in his teen years, John was never expected to wake himself up for school, to fix his own lunch, or to clean his room. His mother did it all for him. Of course, as a young adult living on his own and without mom to care for him, John was perpetually late. He rarely cleaned up after himself and often missed paying his bills. And after he was married, well, he expected his wife to do for him all the things his mother had done. Needless to say, his marriage was in trouble in a hurry. The point is to give them increasing responsibility for managing their own life, because someday they'll need the ability to maintain healthy relationships and to handle the rigors of the adult world all on their own. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is Clay Ratley, your Grayson County attorney. You elected me in 2010 and 2014, and I ask for your vote to keep families safe. The hire of a first-ever victim advocate ensures expanding services to those in need. Experience matters. I'm the only candidate to argue and win a case in front of the Kentucky Supreme Court. I have negotiated contracts regarding the multi-million dollar jail expansion. My child support office has received numerous state awards for top performance. Vote Clay Ratley for Grayson County attorney on May 22nd.
Vote Clay in May.
Paid for by Clay Ratley.
For the last 23 years, Charlotte Willis has devoted her professional life to the people of Grayson County as an employee of the county clerk's office. In that nearly quarter century, Charlotte has observed and experienced all the functions of the office and understands the operation as well as the expectations of the public. A vote for Charlotte Willis is a vote to keep experience working for you and keep a great clerk's office going strong. On May 22nd, vote for Grayson County Clerk Republican candidate Charlotte Willis.
Paid for by Charlotte Willis.
Kevin Henderson is a proven leader with over 25 years in public service. Dedicated to progress and committed to community, he is working hard for a new direction for Grayson County. Since taking office, Kevin has added $350,000 to the general fund, has secured $170,000 in flex road funds, applied for nearly $500,000 in new state discretionary funds, and saved taxpayers $200,000 annually through the accountability and transparency of county employees. Vote to keep Kevin Henderson, Grayson County Judge Executive.
Paid for by Kevin Henderson.
Gary Cookie Cook is a lifelong Grayson County resident who has lived in the 6th District for more than 40 years. As a retired City of Litchfield employee and a small business owner, Gary is asking for your vote to serve as 6th District Magistrate. He wants to help better the community by collaborating with residents on county issues and services. Gary promises to be a fiscal hawk, making the most wise investment of your tax dollars. On Tuesday, vote for Gary Cook, 6th District Magistrate, paid for by Gary Cook.
Rick Embry has logged a lifetime of community service with integrity and friendliness, and he pledges to continue that service as the next mayor of Litchfield. Rick began his service to the city at age 27 and currently serves as mayor pro tem. With a proven track record on the city council, Rick Embry has a vision for the future of Litchfield, but will rely upon you to create our future. Let his experience as a federal employee, a small business owner, and civic steward go to work for you as mayor of Litchfield. Vote Rick Embry.
Paid for by Rick Embry.
Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. Love Me Do, I think it was, and from there it didn't take him long. Got himself a guitar, used to play every night. Now he's in a rock and roll outfit and everything's alright. Don't you know?
MB's point to ponder for today. I haven't had too much time to ponder today, as you might imagine. I have, however, been pondering in general who the big winners and losers will be tomorrow. Seems to be what everyone wants to know. So why don't you just go ahead and tell them?
Okay, so here's who you're voting for.
Since you know how, since you know what the outcome will be.
Get a pen and paper, kiddos. Misty's going to tell you on Misty's Knows Who to Elect Corner who you should vote for.
It will be a big day. We have a full boat of coverage tomorrow starting at 6 p.m.
It's more like a yacht, really. The boat got big over the weekend.
Does that make me the skipper?
Like, yeah.
Which one of you all is Ginger and which one of you is Marianne?
I'm Mrs. Al.
Oh, no, I wanted that one.
No. I may be old, but look at the money.
All right. So we'll have, of course, we'll talk more about Election Day tomorrow. And what I would do is, if I were you all, I would just go stand outside your polling place at 9 o'clock. And then have a scratch pad, mm-hmm. and we'll just tell you who to go in and vote for.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So about, I don't know, 7-8 minutes after 9, we just jot them down who you need to vote for, and then you just go in and do it, and
right.
that'll be that.
Mm-hmm.
Problem solved. Yes?
Sure.
Here's today's, by the way, the biggest television event tonight is the Idol finale. We find out who wins Idol, for those of you that care. Today's highlight in history. This day in 1927, Charles Lindbergh landed his Spirit of St. Louis monoplane near Paris, completing the first solo airplane flight across the Atlantic Ocean in 33 and a half hours. In 1542, Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto died while searching for gold along the Mississippi River. In 1868, Ulysses S. Grant was nominated for president by the Republican National Convention in Chicago. In 1881, Clara Barton founded the American Red Cross. We're going to tell people who to vote for, even if we can't cast a vote for them, right? Like, I can only vote in my magisterial district, but I'm going to tell people who to vote for in the others.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is in the know.
Exactly.
That's what we're here for.
I do accept PayPal, by the way.
Listen, I'll tell you to vote for free. Pick me as your consult.
In 1932, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic Ocean as she landed in Northern Ireland, about 15 hours after leaving Newfoundland. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus received its final standing ovation as it performed its last show at the Nassau County Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, 1 year ago today. Ron Isley from the Isley Brothers is 77. Leo Sayer is 77. Former Senator Al Franken is 67. Mr. T is 66. I pity the fool that don't tweet at Mr. T on his birthday. We should do that. We should tweet at Mr. T. Are there any gone but not forgottens? No, but there are chart toppers, however.
The kids in my Bible school class, well, they think I'm Mr. T's wife, Miss T, because when they write my name, Miss T, they put capital M, little S, period, capital T.
Isn't that how it is?
Miss T. Makes sense.
And your son, Ice T.
Yeah.
...1958, Chuck Berry was number one. Deep down in Louisiana, across to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go! Go, go Johnny, go! Go! Neither one of you all offered to duck walk, I noticed.
Neither one of us went either. I hear him say go, but I'm too
go,
tired.
Go,
I'm
went.
Too tired.
I'm yeah. too tired to go.
I get up and go, yeah, got up and went. What you are, 67. Back when you get home. She was going to perform at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival a few weeks ago, but was ill last minute. And guess who they got to fill in? Rod Stewart.
What? Like these stars are just hanging around?
Just thought it was like, kind of odd.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, like Aretha out, Rod Stewart in.
Okay. The hair's similar.
...1976... Elvin Bishop was number one. I didn't care how much they cried, no sir. The tears left me cold as a stone. But then I pulled around and fell in love. I pulled around and fell in love. It's because he drank some of the love potion number nine.
Where do they keep that stuff now?
Down at Madame Rue's.
I don't know where that is.
I took my trouble down to Madame Rue's.
Oh, okay. I still don't know where that is.
85. Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone. Dancing, you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts. Giving me everything inside. I don't know if there are many songs that sum up the '80s, the mid '80s, better than that one.
I love that song.
It just has that mid '80s.
Really?
Sound.
Yeah,
yeah, I like it.
I hate it.
Ooh, baby, I love okay. you.
94. Big Mountain.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, I would have thought this was UB40.
Yep, sounds a lot like UB40. They pretty much ripped off UB40 after Red Red Wine. They were like, hey.
I've always
And then Will to Power did this song before.
Right.
You know. Across the face. Sorry to disappoint you. It's not UB40. And 6 years ago today, Flo Rida and Sia, Wild One. You're live on location, 11 to 1. Is that right?
I am.
Yep.
Yep.
On West White Oak Street?
Yes, at the former recycling building for a Tommy Higdon for third District Magistrate.
Mm-hmm. Will there be food?
There's going to be food.
Uh-huh.
And supporters of Tommy Higdon are asking you to come out and hang out with them from 11 to 1.
All right. You had me at food.
That's what I said.
Before that, I was like, nah, I'm out. But now there's food, so okay, sounds good. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Be the type of person who leaves a mark, not a scar.
Mm-hmm.
Be the type of person who leaves a mark, not a scar. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.